Good morning, Olivet Baptist Church. I feel like this is almost starting to be a tradition, and I'm glad to be back again in January and just have a chance to connect with you once again. I'm James Grunow, the director of Journey Home Community, and our refugee serving ministry has had a good long-standing partnership with Olivet Baptist Church for a number of years now. There's three ways that refugees come to Canada, and I always like to do a little education piece. The first way is that our government sponsors refugees to come and provides a first year of support. The second way is, as you are well aware, many of you I'm sure, that private groups and churches can sponsor refugees to come to Canada. Those refugee determinations are made outside of the country, and all of the paperwork is done, and the vetting is done, and the screening is done, and then people arrive, and once they arrive, they're permanent residents of our country. But there's a third way that refugees come, and that is they just show up. They're asylum seekers, or in Canada we call them refugee claimants. That's the group that Journey Home Community has chosen to serve. They're the group that just arrives because they're fleeing persecution. They have to get out of their country, they're running for their lives, and they come here, and because Canada has signed on to the UN Convention for Refugees, we provide protection until the determination is made as to whether or not they are actually refugees and meet that UN standard and definition. That determination is made inside of Canada as opposed to sponsored refugees where it's made outside of Canada. There's little in the way of federal government support for those kinds of refugees, and that's why we felt called to reach out to this very marginalized group in our country. What do? Well, we provide housing, resettlement support, and relational care for this group of refugees. We operate two houses right next door to your church, which your church owns, and in partnership with us, we operate those houses and provide care and housing and support for newly arrived refugee families. In 2016, we, through the efforts of Journey Home Community, we provided support for and help and assistance for, in some way or other, for about 40 newly arrived refugees. And the majority of those in 2016 came through the Olivet Welcome Houses. So you've had a big part in welcoming newly arrived refugees. As we look at the whole concept of refugees and look at some things from Deuteronomy 10, I thought it might be good, rather than me give a verbal context this morning, to take a little time for a video presentation on the refugee highway. And maybe we could do that this morning instead of my verbalizing the context that we'll set as we examine the scriptures in just a little bit. So let's roll that, please. It's about 7 minutes, but it gives a really good background to the world crisis of refugees today. Would you join me in prayer? Lord our God, our world sometimes feels overwhelming. But we just ask this morning that you would open our hearts as we offer them to you, to receive from you. Jesus came and lived among us, and he limited himself as he walked among us, and we realize our limitations, and so we only want to do what you call us to do, and we pray that you would make that clear to each one of us individually and as a church this morning. Amen. So this is our world. One in every 113 people is displaced, and that's staggering. And Canada is actually relatively isolated from that displacement. We have the option, as Canadians, of choosing to be involved or not. Other countries don't have that option. Lebanon and Jordan, Pakistan, Kenya, Turkey, Greece, Italy, they just have tens of thousands of people arriving at their borders and at their shores, looking for help. How would Canada respond, I sometimes wonder, if we had tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of people arriving at our borders, at our doorstep? I think of Lebanon today. Without refugees, that country is about 4.5 million people. With Syrian refugees of 1.2 million, that country's population boomed to over 6 million. 1 in 5 people in Lebanon are refugees. And it could happen to some degree in Canada, perhaps sooner than we think. Canada just lifted visa restrictions with Mexico, and we're wondering, what's that going to mean? What about potential USA undocumented migrants with the possibility of being deported back to their home country and fleeing there? Could we see people arriving at our border in numbers that we're not used to? So this is our world. This is also the refugee journey. And I wonder, what would it be like to be a refugee? In Journey Home Community, we hear lots of stories from our families, but we can't really identify with their journey on an emotional and personal and heart level. As we interact with those people in our community, we hear stories of desperate people leaving businesses and homes behind. Some even leaving children behind and trying to get here and then bring the rest of their family. We had a family like that recently who arrived with a 2-year-old. They left 3 of their children behind, and this past year, just a few months ago, after they got their permanent residency, which was fast-tracked in order to be able to reunify their family, we had the joy of seeing them as part of our help and assistance, along with many others, have their children rejoin them